Charles Mitchell. I'm calling from Conneaugh Lake, New York. In reference to the roundtable program this morning and the comments that the president made as far as the word is concerned, it's the characteristics of an individual and the knowledge that an individual possesses which determines what type of man he is. And the word has been a term that's been used here in this country in a negative manner, and it also represents a negative type characteristics of an individual. It does not represent black men in particular. It can be used for various types of individuals, irregardless of their color. It's associated with the attitude and the mentality of a person. And thank you very much.
My name is Jim Gilbert. I live in North Powell, Vermont. I just heard Stephen Lebo's commentary about the Electoral College, and I couldn't agree with him more. I've been on the planet for 67 years, and when I was in eighth grade, we had discussions in history class about eliminating the Electoral College, and that was a long time ago. We need to get rid of it.
Dr. Richard Propp of the Capital District Alliance for Universal Healthcare. Today's Supreme Court decision to allow insurance subsidies from state and federal exchanges spares 6 million people financial harm and is a welcome action. But it does not help the 35 million uninsured and an equal number of underinsured, nor does it correct the growing barriers to medical care like rising premiums, copayments, deductibles, narrowing physician networks, and outrageous drug prices. As we approach the 50th anniversary of Medicare on July 30, we are grateful for its simplicity, low overhead, and its status as a right for all seniors, patients on dialysis, the disabled, and those with ALS. We need to take the next step. Not only must we protect Medicare by fighting attempts to privatize it, we must improve Medicare, and we must expand Medicare to cover all Americans.